The Hellion Bride by Catherine Coulter. To Penelope Williamson, an excellent friend and a superb writer, I'm glad you're in my life. Chapter 1. Montego Bay, Jamaica, June 1803. It was said she had three lovers. Rumour numbered those three as the pallid, thin-chested Oliver Sosson, an attorney, and one of the richest men in Montego Bay, unmarried, nearing middle age. Charles Grammont, a planter who owned a large sugar plantation next to Camille Hall, the plantation where she lived. A man with a long-faced, strong-willed wife and four disappointing children. And a Lord David Lockridge, the youngest son of the Duke of Guildford, sent to Jamaica because he'd fought three duels within 3 years, killed two men, and tried, unsuccessfully, because of his phenomenal luck at cards, to spend his grandmother's entire fortune that had been left to him at the tender age of 18. Lockridge was now Ryder's age, 25, tall and slender, with a vicious tongue and an angel's face. Ryder heard about these men in surprising detail, but nearly nothing about the notorious woman whose favours they all seemed to share equally, on his very first afternoon in Montego Bay, in a popular local coffee house, the Gold Doubloon, a low sprawling building whose neighbour was, surprisingly enough to Ryder, St. James's Church. The crafty innkeeper had gained the patronage of the rich men of the island through the simple expedient of using his beautiful daughters, nieces, and cousins to serve the customers with remarkable amiability. Whether or not any of these lovely young girls carried any of the innkeeper's blood was not questioned.